This week on the Coney Island Poutine Cafe, Piffle's player profile, we learn more about running back, receiver, and kick returner, Christian Jones.
So we're joined here by Christian Jones of the Riders. Christian, thanks for taking time.
Thank you for having me.
Now, first off, welcome to Riderville. You haven't been here very long. How are you enjoying it so far?
I love it, man. I love the people here, the culture here, from the fans to the coaches, to the guys that's from Canada here on the team. You know, they love it. They know the culture of it. They know the importance of it, this league, this team. So I enjoy it. I come from the same culture of football, so it's nothing different to me.
What's your favorite part of Regina so far?
Playing for Saskatchewan Riders right now, yeah.
So what made you get into football?
You know, I my mom, actually, you know, when I was about 6, 7 years old, she made me play with no accent. You know, I was playing video games growing up, and she wasn't having that, being at the house like that. So, you know, I had to go and get on that field.
And do something.
Yeah, and it stuck with me, and I got better and better every year. And that's how I got into playing football.
Throughout your life, who has been your biggest inspiration?
Man. Mom.
Yeah.
Mom, I say mom and dad because I'm close with both. So both of them has really, really been, you know, when times is hard, you know, those are the ones I go to and they mentor me, keep my mind leveled and keep me focused.
Now, if you could sit down with one person, dead or alive, in the world, who would it be?
God.
What would you talk to him about?
Man, so much. Too much to, man, I don't, that's a good question.
First question.
First question I would ask him?
Yeah.
Man, that's tough.
That's tough.
First question I would ask God, I would want to know, man, that's tough. I don't really know.
I want to know, like, what? First off, what's the plan? Like, what's your plan for me, or is it for somebody
yeah,
else?
Yeah, I guess that's what I would ask. I would ask, what's the plan? Or more like, did I fulfill my purpose? I guess that's probably the most important question to me I would ask God, like, did I fulfill my purpose on earth?
Now, along the lines of my last question, if you had to pick one, who would be your hero?
Who would be my hero if I had to pick one? My hero would be, man, to be honest with you, had to be my parents, man, both of them. Been through so much growing up, and, you know, to watch them prevail and be consistent with their faith in God and be consistent with their faith and morals within themselves, you know, you can't beat it. Like I said, we've been through a lot. You know, and in life, you're going to go through much more. And those two people, my mom and dad, Claude and Sonya, are the two that I go to when I'm having a good day and a bad day. You know, they just make it that much better either way, you know. So those are my inspirations, and I always look up to them, even when I don't want to hear what they have to say sometimes. But I still ponder on some of the things that they say, even when I'm not around them. And it's been tough. My first week here was tough. Been away from them, not being able to go to their houses and talk to them, having to talk on the phone. So they've been patient and working with me, though. So I really appreciate them and love them for that.
Now, same question, but on the football field, Who is your football hero?
My football hero would have to be Victor Cruz. I really was inspired by his story and how he develop his brand in the league, being a free agent. I would just like to talk to Victor Cruz about, you know, how it felt, you know. Obviously, he having some backlash on injuries now, but when he got his initiation into the NFL, being a free agent, it was incredible to me. I watched him from when he was wearing number 3 in the preseason, dominating the Jets to, you know, doing a salsa dance every Sunday. So I love it.
You were sitting there. You were doing the salsa,
yes,
too, every Sunday, right?
Yes, yeah. Yes, right there with him.
Now, do you have any hidden talents? And if yes, what's your biggest hidden talent?
Hidden talent. I can play basketball. I can sing, rap. I can do it all.
You saw on the sidelines you were doing spitting a couple lines there.
Yeah.
Derek Dennis does that in his Instagram videos. Who's a better rapper, you or Derek Dennis?
Oh, definitely me.
Oh, yeah?
I mean, yeah. My freestyle game is crazy. It's ridiculous. My favorite rapper is Meek Mill, just so people know what's going on.
We'll have to set this up because Trevor Harris, quarterback of Ottawa, he actually likes to rap apparently too.
Okay.
So we'll set it up one time. We'll have a battle rap.
Oh, yeah.
We'll get you on with him,
yes,
and we'll see who is,
yes,
the better, best rapper in the CFL.
I'm the best in the CFL, yeah.
If you weren't a football player, mm-hmm, what would you be doing?
Coaching. College football.
What position?
Either receiver or DV. I love receiver, but I also love DBs too, you know, because sort of, to me, I think it would be easier to coach DBs, being that I play receiver all my life. So I'd be able to give them niches and, you know, what to look at and different tendencies of a receiver. So
you got a couple hours to yourself. You load up Netflix. Yep. What are you watching?
Oh, I just got done with Animal Kingdom. I just got done with that. Started Game of Thrones yesterday. The first season, first episode. Hooked. Didn't catch the second episode because I went to sleep. But we started and we on a good track. So, I finished. It's another one. Another good Netflix option I'll give is new, called Atypical. It's about a boy with what's the disease called? They're very smart, but
autism.
Yes, autism. It's called Atypical. That is a very, very, very good Netflix show to watch. It's one season, probably about 10 episodes. Very, very good.
What's your biggest fear in life?
My biggest fear in life is not fulfilling my purpose in life. Yeah, so. And I want to make a dynamic impact on this planet, you know. So that's my goal. And if I don't fulfill that's my biggest fear, you know. It's not being successful, because success is anything, you know. Success is you. Whatever you think, you know, you made something out of nothing. That could be your success. You know what I'm saying? Your wealth, or, you know, that's not, we're not talking money here. So I just would like to fulfill my destiny here on Earth, and that's my biggest fear. And that's what I wake up and strive to do every day.
Now, the last question, it's obviously the most important one of all. Cats or dogs?
Cats or dogs? Dogs, for sure.
Why?
Cats are, you know, I don't really like animals that are too smart. I don't like animals that just, like cats, you can have a cat and never train it, but it's like automatically like antisocial, you know, spacious, got to have his own. You know, I don't like antisocial animals. I like dogs. They're friendly. They, you know, they play with you. You know, I don't even know how to play with a cat. Like, you know, all I know is to pet it. Like, I don't even know what to do. I stay out of his way, man. I stay out of his way. But dogs, I love dogs. Always had a dog. Always will have a dog.
Yeah. Awesome. Christian, thank you so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
I appreciate
you very much.